What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Eggman.
I'm Gordon Bombay, the new hockey coach.
All right, let's go! Learn me! Come on!
We're Team USA, gathered from all across America. And we're going to stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks, and ducks fly together.
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. I guess it was a little noisy. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We are back. Feel like there's a bit to go through. Last two episodes were Matt Doherty and Bo Brouwer, so we haven't really discussed much in terms of business. So I wanted to say we're making progress in the trivia challenge. By the time you listen to this, we will have a quiz up. And you will have, we think it's 1 minute to answer 10 questions related to the podcast. That is our qualifying entrance exam to be considered for our next trivia contest.
Only one entry per.
Yeah, one entry per, yeah, per person. Again, you have to be available on Monday nights. If you're not, then don't, you can still take the quiz, but I feel like, just let us know if we pick you, like, hey, I can't do it, because that's going to really put us in a bind, you know what I mean? So, just be aware, Monday nights, that's when the trivia contest is going. It's going to have several different formats. We're going to switch it up each round, so it's not just going to be a question and answer. We got a few different formats we're talking about. Really a triathlon or pentathlon of Mighty Ducks lore here.
Or decathlon.
I mean, I don't think we're gonna have 10 rounds, but
okay, maybe pentathlon then.
Yeah, but other than that,
no creating dummy accounts either. If we see like Joyce Aang 62 and 63 and 64, like we're gonna disallow that.
Yeah, so we will have the spam filters up, the IP trackers up, all that kind of good stuff. So before we get into it, let's, just for old time's sake, let's check in on Kevin's kin token. If you are unfamiliar, Kevin bought $300 worth of kin token like a little over a year ago now. Last time we checked, it was around $11.50, I believe, which was actually up from its low. So, Kevin, do we have a kin token update?
Okay, so the update is, the bad news is it's still around there. The good news is that it's stabilized. So it's at 1181.
1181. Uptick. Yeah. It's just slowly gaining. Yeah. At this rate, you'll make your money back in like 2,500
years.
All right. Let's go to the quack question. Not the quack question.
Whoa,
let's
jumping go to the gun there.
I know. I got excited for the quack question. Let's go to the topic at hand. Tommy, what is the topic today?
I feel like Kevin has been preparing for this topic his whole life.
I don't even know what this is.
Yeah. And it's, if we were to make a drinking game out of the Mighty Ducks movies, ooh, what would it be?
Ooh. Yeah. I like that. Wait, so, why aren't we drinking right now?
Well, we were going to set the rules. And then
we will go experiment with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
We got to set
another
the rules.
Another Facebook Live episode in our future?
We probably
yeah, we
should.
Could. Yeah.
We need to edit
Tommy's
that.
Such a negative Nancy.
He's covering our ass. I know what you tend to say when you're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin gets a little wild, but who doesn't?
Don't call me the wild card for nothing.
That's true. Wild card Kevin from going way back to the early episodes. So let's set some ground rules. Are we talking drinking game throughout the trilogy? Are we talking each movie has its own game? Do we need to include the cartoon? There's a lot of aspects we need to figure out here.
I think
there's probably like there's a base set and then there's like an expansion pack.
Yeah,
for
like, oh, I like that. So they're like different like extra rules for each movie, but there's like a baseline set of.
Exactly.
Like anytime somebody calls Banks cake eater or something like that,
yeah,
things like that can persist throughout all the movies. But then, you know, Team USA going all the way, you know, that is like another one, and only for D2, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
As far as a cartoon, I think we're going to exclude it for now.
We'll come back. Bonus drink.
I think
that show is just
when you're watching the cartoon, the game is that you just need to be drinking throughout.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anytime something doesn't make any sense, which is the entire show.
That's the super expansion pack. So the key, at least for me, in terms of drinking games, like there's a lot of like drinking games that go out there and then you start trying to do it and by like 5 minutes in you're like dead. So I feel like the key, you gotta be drunk, but you can't be like passed out 10 minutes in. So
So how long is each movie? Just about like 90 minutes?
Yeah, roughly. I think the first, they're about 100 minutes each. So a little longer.
Okay, so first we need kind of like a baseline in terms of, you guys have done Power Hour before.
Yeah.
Okay. And so for those who might not be unfamiliar, it's you take like a shot of beer every minute for an hour, and you end up drinking like 6 beers or something like that in an hour. And so drinking 6 beers in 1 hour, you can get, you know, a little loopy. The biggest thing is you're going to be too full. So I think, you know, and of course we don't encourage drinking irresponsibly. Do it at your own peril. But I think in one movie we want
someone, lawyers made us say that.
We want someone to, you know, not just taking a sip every 20 minutes. You want to be able to finish a couple drinks.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, you got to have a good balance. I wish people could have saw Kevin's face when Tommy was like, we don't encourage drinking irresponsibly.
Okay, so just a couple things come to mind.
Okay.
You have to drink like waterfall style anytime they're quacking. I think that has to be a rule.
Yeah.
Just for the duration of the quack.
Yeah.
And it just kind of starts with like, is someone going to call it first? Whoever quacks first or something will start the waterfall or?
I guess I was just saying like, you just start chugging
in the film.
Oh, so everyone drinks when they're quacking.
Like, yeah, on the first quack.
Not necessarily you have waterfall. To start. So I guess that was a bad description, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a family style. Yeah. Everyone's drinking.
Family style.
And you're like chugging. That. It's not just you drink for 1 second. You drink while they're quacking.
Yes.
I like that. I mean, so are we mixing alcohol here? Are we saying, okay, you have a beer and then there's like some sort of event where you have to take shots?
I think there needs to be at least one event in each movie where there's a shot possibility. I'm a big fan of drinking games that isn't just like everyone's doing the same thing.
I mean, it's obviously like, going to be called the penalty shot, right?
Oh,
it's like nice.
So for example, I don't know, in D3, I don't know. It basically a character says something and then everyone has to respond with like a specific phrase and the last person to do it has to take the penalty shot or something like that.
Like flying V. Like, you know, everybody yells flying V.
Oh, yeah. And you could do that. You just have a bottle, and then you just have to get in a V and take a swig and pass it behind you.
I was simply saying that the last person to say flying V has to take the
That would be a scenario.
Because they go flying V, and then everybody has to go flying V.
Flying V,
And you're putting your arms in the air in the shape of a V. You can't just say
yes.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
So would that be a rule when they say flying V, everyone has to put their arms in the air in the shape of a V, and the last person has to take a penalty shot?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we want to include that for... Do the ducks fly together as well? Or no, that's a lot of them though in D2. It's like back to back.
I think maybe when Dwayne says the roosters are crowing, the last person to crow.
Yeah, I like that.
You have to crow.
Or I think last person to crow. Or if you don't crow.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be giving too many shots out per movie.
Yeah. Because
we're going to assume that our quacklites are watching these in succession, so.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your group too. Like if you have like 18 people watching, like that's not very much.
Yeah, and you could probably house rules penalty shot is actually like 10 seconds of drinking a beer or a shot of beer if you're you know.
Yeah, you can alter it.
You're not into liquor or if you don't have any hard liquor around.
Yeah.
You know, it's a problem for a lot of people.
Think of all the children without hard liquor in their cabinets.
Yeah, so I think there are some easy rules we can get off of that. So the first one I thought of was when Bombay is drinking and driving, like everyone needs to be drinking. Like when he takes a sip, you take a sip.
Yeah, you drink with Bombay. I agree.
Exactly.
All right.
And bonus points for like making vroom vroom noises when you're doing it.
Okay. I had the same thought as Kevin. Anytime someone says cake eater, you got to take a drink.
Yeah.
All right.
Or a bite of cake if you're not imbibing.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You do the drinking challenge except by eating cake. And penalty shot is you have to eat a cupcake or something.
That sounds for the miserable.
Kids. Yeah. Yeah, so the kids can do this.
For the kids. Who doesn't? You gotta always have kids rules for drinking games.
Yes.
Every time Bombay does something other than coaching children, like or other than his responsibility or shirking responsibility, I feel like there's something there, but need to flesh it out a little more.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because he's not coaching a lot in these movies.
Yeah. Yeah, or like just yelling at children or something like that, where maybe it's just like anytime there's a joke or action that would not fly today, you take a drink.
Well, that kind of, I think that's a little vague.
Okay.
But one thing we could do is when they drive out onto the ice in D1, we could probably do something that has to do with like having ice in your drink. Like if you're drinking a drink that has ice in it, you have to finish it.
Oh.
Otherwise the ice breaks.
Oh, wow.
But so that only penalizes the people that have drinks with ice in it?
Yeah, like you, Kevin.
I like it.
I think the host...
sorry to interrupt, or if you have a drink with ice, you have the option to finish it, and if you do, you give out a penalty shot. So that way, because a lot of people who have ice in their drinks are drinking something stronger, you don't want to chug it. You can chug it and then give out a penalty shot to the person of your choosing, because I like the interactive element of it. Okay. And so that way, if you're just like, hey, I'm just sipping this, I don't want to get shithoused, you can just sip it still.
I feel like that one's a little bit too complicated.
It's not too complicated. It's early on in the first movie.
All right, we'll just keep it in there.
Okay,
like it's overly complicated.
Whenever we test these out and one of our Quackalites tests these out responsibly, then we can amend them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that I was going to say, I believe the host should always have a coin purse on hand and have like a $10 bill or $5 bill hanging out of it on the floor. And the first person that goes for the dollar that shows up to watch with you has to do a shot.
I think that's excellent. Yeah,
I like that.
And that's unique to the first one, obviously.
Yeah. So. And you call him Petey the whole night.
And if you don't address them as Petey during the showing, then you have to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Good. Yeah, and if you don't address them, okay. I like this. We're going now. I think that's a D1. Is that a expansion pack only?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think just for D1 viewing. I think we should hammer out some more like ground rules, and one is like a goal is scored by the Ducks or district. Well, I guess district 5 doesn't score. You drink. Do we want to do any kind of scoring by Hawks or other teams?
Because
you're gonna get 9 of them from the Blake Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just anytime a goal is scored, or
yeah,
I think
anytime a goal is scored, you just take a drink.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. Yeah. All right. Anything with like Charlie. Or
like anytime he spazzes,
a spaz way.
You could probably do something when they're at the amusement park in D3.
It's
like when they're
Puking.
Like when they're puking, you drink while they're puking.
Bonus points if you are puking.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Anything else like overall? That we need any quick ones, like any time a goal or...
Well, think about, you know, the iconic scenes or whatever, or lines in the movie. So we've got Quacking, we've got Cake Eater, we've got when goals are scored. You could do maybe like, at the We Are the Champions celebration, everyone like cheerses and drinks. Drinks as much as you want. Or you could say finish your drink when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's the end. So I feel like finish your drink.
Finish your drink during We Are the Champions and sing. Yeah. And you have to sing along, if not, you're banned from the house. I don't know.
Yeah.
Optional.
Big week for Queen.
Yeah, and keeping in mind that we recorded this the day after the Oscars. This is now after that.
I was like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Maybe something bad will happen and we have to go back and edit out that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I sounded excited about that.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be great.
Kevin's a big fan of editing stuff out, apparently. Yeah. All right. You're talking about iconic scenes. We sort of touched on the whole Ducks Fly Together thing.
Anytime Charlie Triple Deeks.
Oh, Triple Deek, yeah.
Triple Deek is three seconds.
Three drinks.
Yeah, Triple Deek, three drinks. I like that.
Is it like when he deeks and when it's mentioned?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah, so do we want anything for the whole ducks fly together?
Well, we got the crowing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I do feel like ducks fly together is, like, such an iconic line, though, that it has to be included in
it. Just drink on it.
Yeah. Yeah, drink when they say ducks fly together.
All right.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. Let's see. So, just to okay, Kevin?
Yeah. Anytime Steve Brill makes an appearance?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, yeah.
And you have to have some kind of, like, head nod. You have to, and like...
I feel like Jack White needs to be in this as well.
Okay, Steve Brill and Jack White. Is this just drinking, or are we doing something special?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, a
drink.
Just a drink.
Yeah. All right.
How about whenever Jack White is on screen, you say, that's hockey. And then you drink.
You have to say, that's hockey. Okay. I like that. Okay, so let's recap. So, anytime there's quacking, family-style drinking, during a flying V... you have to yell flying V and put your hands up, and last one to do it takes a shot. Last person to crow after Dwayne says his piece takes a shot. You have to go drink for drink with Bombay, and bonus points for saying vroom. Are we keeping that in?
Yeah, it's encouraged to say vroom or like driving noises.
Okay, okay, I'll take it. Anytime cake eater, take a drink. When they drive out onto the ice, if your drink has ice, you have to finish your drink.
No. You may finish it and then award a penalty shot to someone.
Oh, okay. You may finish your drink and then award. We changed that.
And do we want to have the same thing when they crash the Zamboni?
Sure. I like that.
Anything? You could also do What Are We Waiting For, Ice to Freeze, but then that's two in the same movie. When Mr. K says, What Are We Waiting For, Ice to Freeze?
Yeah.
You could do it whenever they do the freeze the clothes in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all three movies then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, should we take the Zamboni out?
Yeah, take Zamboni out and do ice to freeze.
Okay. Ice to freeze.
And there's like...
Wait, isn't...
That's
no, that's D2, Miss McKay.
And then when we crush the Zamboni, is at training camp in D2.
Yeah,
but so that, but the one closed one is three.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so you have one in each.
So we have one in each.
And there's essentially a grace, but you have to be like finish your drink within like a minute. Essentially, you can't. Oh, I slowly finished it, and now I give away a shot. No, it's a gentleman's game.
Yeah,
yeah.
There are rules.
It's a gentleman's game. Yeah. Going back to the recap, there is a. So is the coin purse that the host has just out on the floor?
Yes.
Okay, so there's just a coin purse in the middle of the floor with a $10 bill.
Yeah, whatever denomination they use, I don't remember.
I think they just put a dollar in it, right? Because they're not rich kids.
Put a dollar in it? Okay. Yeah. So
you think we'll entice somebody to grab
exactly. That. Exactly. Yeah. House rules. And the first person to get it has to take a shot, and then it's called Petey the rest of the night. And if you don't call him by Petey, you have to take a drink.
Correct. If you use their Christian name or whatever.
Yeah. So then we go to, we drink anytime there's a goal. Anytime Charlie spazzes.
Anytime Charlie spazzes, is that open to interpretation?
I feel like that's an iconic enough thing.
Well, it only happens in the first one.
Happens in the third one against Blake.
I guess where he misses almost.
And then he gets angry after.
Oh, and then he breaks his stick over the end. Yeah. That's a good point.
Okay. Yeah. So that all counts.
And bonus points if you mutter spaz way.
Yeah.
I think a decent one for D3, too, would be anytime Russ messes with Dwayne.
Oh, okay.
Who's Captain Tibbet?
All right.
There could be something with when Jack White says, pick up the hitting. Maybe you, like, punch the person next to you in the arm. I don't know. And then they have to drink. If you get... I don't know. I need to workshop that one a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put that one out to the quack lights. All right. Back to the recap. We drink while they're puking. Is that just duration of the puking in the heads in the trash can? All right. Anytime they say ducks fly together, you drink. Finish your drink during We Are the Champions. Triple Deke. You take three drinks, and you drink anytime Steve Brill makes an appearance, anytime Russ messes with Dwayne, and anytime Jack White makes an appearance. I like
and
it.
And you say that's hockey.
Oh, yeah. Is that required?
It's encouraged.
Okay.
Encouraged. I feel like...
if you don't say it, you have to take another drink. How about that?
Okay.
How many times in the films, or in, I guess, the second two, do, like, the Bash Brothers, like, make, like, a... You know, they, like, make it obvious, like, okay, here are the Bash Brothers now. You know, like, whenever they do the fist pound.
And... Yeah. There's, like, two or three times.
Okay. I feel like that could be a moment as well.
Bash Brothers? Yeah. That includes Ken Wu's Bash Brother thing. That includes Dean Portman dancing in the penalty box, like, in D3, like, all that. All the Bash Brothers. Wait. Anytime the Bash Brothers do something Bash Brothery.
Anytime Dee and Connie almost kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. I like that. I like that. All right. I think we're, I mean.
Can we do something for Hans's funeral?
Oh.
I feel like we need to do something very dignified. Have to
pour one out for him.
Yeah. Just pretend to pour one out and then you drink.
You touch the ground.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You have to. Yeah.
You do it while they're touching the ground or both? Like during the funeral?
I think both.
And when they're
touching
the ground.
You're touching the ground the entire funeral?
Yeah, no, what? Just when you drink. So, like, during the funeral scene,
I gotcha.
You touch the ground, take a drink, and then when they're touching the ice, you touch the ground, take a drink.
And if you drink during those scenes
without touching the ground, yeah, then you have to penalty. Nah, maybe not a penalty.
Then
shot,
you have to take another drink or something. Like,
yeah, for disrespecting Hans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like this. I feel like we at least have an outline. So, if you have any other suggestions, you know where to find us. Quackattack.com. Send in your suggestions. We'll include it. We'll probably have to come back to this and then try it out at some point and see how it goes. But
get your friends together, workshop it.
I
have two questions.
Okay.
One, they don't sing "We Are the Champions" at the end of D3. No. So when they unfurl the banners for Ducks, do you finish your drink?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
And then two, what kind of beverages are we going to encourage people to be drinking during this?
Mm.
Minnesota-based beers?
I like that. Yeah.
Or Canadian lagers or something like that? Hockey?
I know nothing about Minnesota-based beers.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick Google search.
I had a friend that she used to swear by, I think it was in Minnesota, like, yeah, Bud Light. Ice something, but you could only get it in Minnesota.
Oh.
It wasn't great. But there's that. I think that's all I know.
Okay. So according to beeradvocate.com.
Nice.
The top rated beers in Minnesota, I assume these are all like Minnesota based breweries. And so take this with a grain of salt. The number one beer only has 51 ratings and it's got a 4.69. It's called Niller's. With like five Z's. It's in a Forager Brewing Company American Imperial Stout. The number two, which has 4,500 ratings and is a 4.5, is called Abrasive Ale from the Surly Brewing Company.
Mm.
That's an IPA.
These are tough drinking game beers.
Yeah. Let me. These are like stouts and IPAs.
Yeah, I think you were on the right track. Just to open it up a little bit, I think. Lagers, Canadian lagers,
like
and anything foul based. So Goose Island.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, anything with duck in it or like some sort of other bird. I think you're allowed. You're encouraged to have that. If you want to go hard, Grey Goose, all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. So
Wild turkey.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Is there like a mixed drink that we'd want people to drink?
Mm, we can workshop that.
Yeah, so yeah, we can workshop that. We can, yeah. We'll have to get old Charlie Scudder back with his knuckle puck IPA that he.
Oh, that's
had
right.
In
you
the
could
turkey
drink
challenge.
Like Gordon's Gin, Gordon Bombay.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of options.
Bombay Sapphire.
Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah, wow. A lot of options.
We should get Brill back on here and ask him what he's.
A lot of options. Yeah, anything Mighty Ducks related. If you can make a tangential connection to the Mighty Ducks, we'll allow it. So, as we said, try it out. Give us some feedback. We'll continue working on this and come back in future episodes. Anything else before we move on to the quiet question?
I'm very excited to try this out.
Yeah.
We'll get the gang back over that came over for the turkey leg challenge.
Yeah.
One thing we'll want to do is, and we're going to take some quack lice advice, is you have to have a turkey leg around and then like give it to someone to eat at some point. Mm. So let's figure out the best time to do that. Mm. And so that's our question of you as well. Find out when could the turkey leg challenge be incorporated into the viewing of Mighty Ducks.
Mm. Yeah. And just like, yeah, a little inside joke for the Quacklites that are in attendance, and your other guests will be confused, but you'll have a story to tell them about Kevin's failures. So
we've got lots of friends who know about Kevin's failures, and a lot of them.
All right, let's go to the Quack question. If you're unfamiliar with the Quack question, you ask us questions on Facebook, Twitter, through email. We pick the best ones, try to answer them on the air. Most of the time we do a good job, but Kevin might stump us tonight. What is the quack question?
So this one's kind of on theme. It comes from John Hodge, who's at Highway Hodge on Twitter. John's question is, Marshall from How I Met Your Mother says that you need to watch the original Star Wars trilogy a minimum of once every 3 years. How often do you believe fans of the Mighty Ducks should optimally watch the documentaries?
Good question. I think just gut reaction at least once a year.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Like each one, should we mandate that they're within a certain time period? Like you have to watch D2 within a certain time period of watching D1 and so forth?
I feel like you should definitely watch all three in succession.
Oh.
Not in one sitting.
Oh, okay.
But like, you know, within a reasonable time frame of each other.
Is it like once you watch one, you have to watch two and three within the next 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, I feel like that's right. Maybe a month.
Month?
You've got a month to watch all three.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like yearly, maybe.
Yearly?
Yeah.
All right. How do we feel? So the Star Wars nerds out there are all about the order of watching the films. They talk about like machete style, where there's like a certain order in watching. How do we feel?
You always skip the first one. Yeah.
How do we feel about people watching them out of order?
I think we need to perhaps come back to that, because I wonder if there's a way for us to splice them a little bit, because that's what they do in Machete. It's like you watch like 4 and 5, and then you watch 2 and 3, and then you go to 6. And so maybe there's something. I mean, you don't want to just be like, oh, you watch 1, then 3, then 2. You can probably do like, if you want to do like a Bombay heavy one, like watch where he's an asshole. Like, so like, oh, watch between this minute and this minute. Maybe that just gets too complicated.
That is very complicated.
Yeah. I guess we just need more Ducks movies.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Well, hopefully it's on the way. Yeah, you could watch like, okay, you watch the first half of this one and then the full thing of the next one and then you come back or something.
I feel like we get a lot of people like on Twitter that just jump right into two.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So let's take that. So if you go to two, which one should you watch next, 3 or 1?
Well, 3 is the best of all of them, so obviously 3.
And then jump back to 1 as like a prequel type deal?
Yeah, I don't think that would be too terribly bad.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You won't have like bonded with the Ducks. Like, you won't have any, like, allegiance that way.
Though. So what you could do is you could watch 2, and then the scene where they lose to Iceland, and Bombay loses the team in the locker
room.
Spoiler
alert.
Okay. So they lose, and he loses the team in the locker room. We actually had a good quack question about this. Then you pause it, and then you go watch all of D1, and then continue, because then you've seen Bombay's, like rise and fall and rise again, and so it's fresher in your mind.
Yeah.
In that way, you've got a good base for, you know, Bombay's inner turmoil that he's going through. We call it like the Bombay viewing or something.
I like that. So you stop it like at the rollerblading scene when he's like reflecting on his life, and then you go all the way back to 1.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. So that like his whole rollerblading scene is basically a flashback, like a 100-minute flashback, and then you come back, and then you just watch 3 straight up.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think Yeah, you really sort of need to establish Gordon. So you can't really, if you go 2 to 3, you don't really care all that much about Gordon, I feel like.
Yeah.
If less, like, compared to 1. Yeah. So 2, 3, 1, if you're going to start at 2, is that what we're, or 2, 1, 3. Well, 2.5.
Half of 2, or I guess it's like 3/5 of 2.
Yeah.
Then all of 1, then the last 2/5 of 2, and then 3.
And 3. Okay.
I feel like we gave John a lot more than he bargained for.
I liked it. I'm going to throw it out. That also out to the Quacklites. Come up with your machete style Mighty Ducks viewing for optimal, I guess, emotional impact. And get back to us, thequacktech.com, at QuackTechPod on Twitter, facebook.com/QuackTechPod. Go to iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Tell us, as we said, your ideal machete viewing for optimal emotional impact. Go to the shop, get your gear, keep clicking through that Amazon link. It helps pay the bills. We appreciate it. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Quack, quack.
The Quack Attack.